Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano and welcome to Harpin Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 16, which I've titled Scarlet, Scars and Scarves, which means this weekend's opponents for the boys in blue are the Scarlets in the Magners League, with kickoff at 7:05 p.m. tonight and live coverage on RTE2. I'll give my final score prediction at the end of the broadcast. Well, the starting 15s were announced yesterday. It looks like this match is going ahead. It seems that the one place in the whole of these islands that hasn't gotten any snow is South Wales. So seems to be all systems go down in Llanelli. Leinster have a relatively strong team out, and I think Schmidt is kind of brave putting this team out on an away trip just before two big Heineken Cup matches. But I suppose in many ways his hand's been forced by the injuries, but I'll talk about that a bit later. Strong back line with Nasiwa, Darcy. They're trying McFadden on the wing. I think he showed in against Racing Metro what he can do on the wing. So not a bad decision there. The pack is relatively strong. I mean, I think only really you could add Shane Jennings and Jamie Heaslip to that to make our strongest pack. So pretty impressive there. But of course, the Scarlets are doing well this year themselves as well. So it's going to be an intriguing matchup for sure. Now, on the subject of scars, it's just you've got a feel for Coach Schmidt because, you know, it's his first year with the Irish provinces. He's had to endure a tough August and September, you know, getting to know his team, and he had some early defeats, and then he had to, you know, endure this whole thing of the player protection thing just for the Ireland team. And then when he loses his best players over the month of November, they get sent back to him with this big long injury list. You've got Luke gone, Carney gone, O'Driscoll with his cheek, which luckily isn't fractured, but he still could miss the Claremont games. You don't know when they say he could make the game in the Aviva against Claremont, they could be just saying that just to make sure it doesn't affect ticket sales. So you really don't know. Hopefully he'll be back. I mean, clearly he's well enough to help damsels in distress in the snow, which is good to hear. And a shame on Conway as well for his injury last week. Thankfully, it's not as bad as feared, but he'd be looking to fill the void now. Now's the time when we would need him with injuries to the likes of Luke. But anyway, we'll just have to see how the team shapes up. And hopefully there'll be no injury counts. There's a lot of big names going up in the Scarlets, and we don't want any more injuries going into these two crucial matches against Claremont. So we'll have to see how that. It would almost be handy if it did snow in Wales and the match was called off. But not a lot we could do about that. Now, when I... In the heading, I mentioned scarves. Now, just one little point I want to make, just an observation from the weekend. The Sunday morning, there was, it was the day of the match against Argentina. And, of course, we had the snow, more snow dumped on us. The first big snowfall was the Friday. So we knew that we were getting snow. But on Sunday morning, there was, you know, emails and tweets and on the radio, everyone was going on, is the game on? Is the game on? And there was a lot of confusion. And it turned out that they had to make an announcement at 11 o'clock that the match was actually going ahead. And the announcement was that because of the undersoil heating, the pitch was okay and the match was going ahead. And then they said, take care of yourselves getting to the stadium. It was like they took no responsibility for the approaches to the Aviva. They were just saying, listen, everything's fine in here. Just be careful getting here. We've no responsibility for the approaches to the Aviva Stadium. And I think that is crap. Now, I know, obviously, it's the council's job to make sure that the roads are clear. But for a big match occasion like that, especially with the economy the way it is, you would think you would see some evidence of the IRFU, the Aviva Stadium, and the council working together and being way out ahead of this. The snowfall was Friday evening. So why weren't they way out ahead of it, getting everything organized and showing a joint front saying, yes, this match is on, being out there, we're clearing the roads, and everything's okay for the match. I don't see why that didn't happen. Anyway, that's my rant for this week. My prediction, I think the Scarlets are going to edge it by 4 points. Hopefully they don't, though. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you'll get me at @HarpinOnRugby. If you want to subscribe to this feed on iTunes, just do so on my Audioboo page. There's a button there you just click to subscribe. And I'll talk to you next week. Come on, the Leinster.